Well, we don't know if everyone's here and coming, but thank each of you for coming today to express and feel that precious love of our Mimi. Allow your thoughts just to go to her. Know full well she'll be listening, doing her very best to eavesdrop on each and every one of you. You know that. So send those good thoughts. And let's open our little flyer that you got when you came in the door. And let's sing one of Mimi's favorite songs, which brings back her childhood when she was so close to St. Francis, the saints, and the Catholic Church. So let's sing it together. Loved she is, and all of us here, and help her to enjoy that wonderful welcome that she'll be getting from all of her loved ones there. God, we're so thankful to have had her in our life while she was in the flesh. And now, God, we ask that she stay in touch with us from that other side of the veil. She was such a wonderful example to so many, an example of a loving, happy, joyous lady, even in the times of her strife. She stayed connected to you, God. She knows you well. We want her to listen to our thoughts today as we send those wonderful reminders to her of how much we think about her and how much we care for her and how much we'll miss her. But God, we're thankful for that change called death, knowing full well that it's one of your greatest gifts to us, that when our body is no longer good, that we get to leave it and live in your body of light. God, all of this was taught to us by that divine soul, Jesus the Christ. Oh. Armini had to leave that body because it was no longer good anymore. But that doesn't mean that she's gone, because the love part of Mimi, which was abundant, she had an oversupply of love. And love is God. God never dies. I'd like to read you a little bit from Corinthians here. Corinthians 2 and 5. It says, this precious treasure, this light and power that now shines within us is held in a perishable container, and that is our weak bodies. Everyone can see that the glorious power within us must be from God and is not our own. We can be pressed on every side by troubles, but we're not crushed and broken. We can be perplexed because we don't know why things happen as they do, but we don't give up and quit. See, God never abandons us. We can get knocked down, but we get up again, and we keep going. It says, for we now know, and this is the Corinthians 5, for we now know that when this tent we live in now is taken down, or when we die and leave these bodies, we will have wonderful new bodies in heaven, homes that will be ours forevermore, made for us by God Himself, not by human hands. And how weary we grow of our present bodies. That is why we look forward eagerly to the day when we shall have heavenly bodies that we will put on like new clothes, for we shall not be merely spirits without bodies. We want to slip into our new bodies so that these dying bodies will, as it were, be swallowed up by everlasting life. This is what God has prepared for us, and as a guarantee, He's given us His Holy Spirit. Now we look forward with confidence to our heavenly bodies, realizing that every moment we spend in these earthly bodies is time spent away from our eternal home in heaven with Jesus. Mimi knew all this. Actually, I can tell you her statement when the doctors told her she would be leaving. Oh, she said, I like to travel. I like to travel. I like adventure. The hard part was just that last bit of time of leaving the body while the body is falling away. That was not easy for her, but she kept her attitude and her love up right to the end. And then when she left, it was just like the energy lifted and her body was covered with goose flesh, just like it was just as though the spirit was lifted. Isn't that wonderful? Because she wasn't going, well, I can't say that she didn't have moments of fear, because she couldn't remember having done it before, you know, and it was an adventure. But she knew it was time. And when she couldn't get the oxygen, she knew it was time to leave that body. It wasn't any good anymore. But as far as going home, she knew she was going home. She had seen her family free of the body, those free of the body, many times. She knew that Bill, a man that she'd loved for so many years, would be there waiting for her. And her mom and her grandma and all those would be there waiting for her. She knew it. She didn't have any doubts. She didn't want to leave this Bill that she has here. And she didn't want to leave her children and her sister and all of us that love her. But it was time. And it is one of the greatest gifts God can give us, is lifting us free when our body's no longer good. I kind of think it's like the first jump from an airplane, though. It's almost as if you need a little extra boot just to get you out that first time. You practiced and you know it's going to be fine. But, oh, to do it, I just think it must have been, oh, you know, that feeling. And she asked Bill to give her a smooch on the face just before she left. And she says, loves you. That won't change. Won't change. It'll be forever. And she'll even be able to be with you more now. You know, because there's no miles between and there's no job that you have to go to. And she'll even be able to be with you more. The change called death is a wonderful gift God gives us. But it's not so nice for us that's left here, though. I'm going to miss her so much. I see her everywhere in my house, everywhere I go. She told me I never had to worry about while she was filing the papers because she would help me find them. She better get busy. But she knows God. I wish everyone did. Because as the Bible tells us, we need to all be ready. We never know when we're going to go. She was going to take care of me in my old days. And she skipped out. But she better still keep her word. When I was ill, she was right there with me. After I met her, that is. She wasn't there for the... I went on a long, ill journey. As soon as she got to know me, she came in here, she was with me. She was with the lady across the hall who had the very same thing as she did. She was with her till she died, left the body. She took care of so many because she had so much love. Back here in Corinthians, it also tells us what it'll be like when we get there. So Mimi talked, I read about how we'll still have a body, right? We're not going to be running around up there without a body. And it tells us that the angels in heaven have bodies far different from ours. So her body will be different from ours. But the beauty and the glory of their bodies are different from the beauty and glory of ours. Just as the sun has one kind of glory and the moon and stars have another kind. And the stars differ from each other in their beauty and brightness. So she's up there running around in that body of light. How beautiful she looks on here in the body of flesh. Can you imagine how beautiful she must be running around up there decorating the heavens? So they're just human bodies at death, but when they come back to life, they're superhuman bodies. So she is there with this superhuman body. And just as there are natural human bodies, there's also supernatural spiritual bodies. They're just super, that's what they are. They're not confined in this case called flesh. So there she is up there making the heavens just sparkle. For first then we have these human bodies, and later in God gives us spiritual heavenly bodies. I tell you this, my brothers, an earthly body made of flesh and blood cannot get into God's kingdom. So she wanted to go to God's kingdom. She had to leave the flesh behind, didn't she? And so will you. These perishable bodies of ours are not the right kind to live forever. But he says, but I'm telling you this strange and wonderful secret. We shall not die. We shall all be given new bodies. That's our Mimi. I can see her over there with those twinkling eyes thinking how she's going to practice on getting through to all of us down here. Is this Bible wonderful? It's not a frightening book. It's a book of love. I'm so glad we have it, because otherwise we might be wondering about Mimi. Where did she go? Her body went lifeless. Where did Mimi go? If we read the Bible, we can sure find out, can't we? It's a wonderful book. Neil, would you like to share some thoughts?
Sure.
Thank you, everyone. I can tell you that Mimi's sending you lots of love, lots of joy, and lots of happiness, because that's all she was. She was all those things. I'll be all right. Oops. Anyway, it was right here where we got married, these 3 years, a couple months. And that was probably the best day, one of the best days I quit it. Anyway, we had a wonderful 3 years together. The only thing that didn't happen that happens normally with marriages is we never had an argument, and she got away from me before we could have one. So I feel cheated there. Other than that, it was perfect. I could have taken 30 more years. It was Millie that brought us together. She'd been telling, our spouses had been saying to her, oh, there's someone there for you. There's someone, mine and hers. They kept saying it over and over again. But somehow we just never locked. Well, I know how she could get, and I took off like a scared rabbit. Right after church or whenever, and I was gone. I was working or doing something that I wasn't important. And had I known then what I know now, I would have backed up. But the minute we sat down next to each other, and Mimi had not dated anyone since her husband passed, but the minute I sat down next to her, and I knew within a minute or so. So she went to Hawaii to visit her sister, Seester, and then I went to Oregon to visit my Seester. And when we got back, we met right here again, right out back. It was a fellowship day. And I asked her to go to the movies. Her inclination was to say no, but she couldn't. She had to say yes. She just didn't know why. It was uphill from there. She's probably laughing at me. What a sissy. But I spent the 6 months with her. When we got back from Millie's trip, she was diagnosed with pneumonia. And we fought that for 2 months, and then they discovered the cancer, and we know what the result of that was. Is. Right around Christmas time, I called Annie Baker, and I said, because I didn't ask her to do anything particular. I didn't ask her to give her any questions to ask or anything. I just said, can you just get me something from the other side? Millie was too close to her to hear anything very good, huh? Except Phyllis didn't show up today, did she? Phyllis had a dream that her and Mimi the other night were on motorcycles. At night, over in Otay Mesa, before it became the house jungle that it is now, looking for a friend of Phyllis's that she wanted Mimi to meet. And it got lost. They did get back. I forgot who let them out of there. I think it was a sheriff. But somebody let them out of there, and I think it was she said a policeman, but out there it had to been one of your guys, sheriff. Yeah, it was a sheriff. Good sheriff, good fact. Anyway, what I got back, I want to share with you a little bit. I wasn't real happy with it, but, you know, maybe when you... Now, remember, I didn't ask any questions except the ones... You know how we ask questions. We say... No, you know, and we get an answer sometimes. It says, Dear Bill, we understand that you're undergoing a hard test right now. You're working with your spirit guides to walk through this ordeal. You must know that you are being supported by those in spirit who love you. They are holding you close and giving you the strength to get through this. Total love will see you through. You asked about Mimi and her hope for recovery. I will tell you this, that Mimi is following her plan for her life. She has a doorway that leads to recovery if she wants to use it. Her soul is making the determination. There are many conferences going on, and all the options are being considered in an impersonal way. At this point, they are only looking for results, the final outcome. Everything in Mimi's hands, or the hands of her soul, is in conference with her master guide. Blessings are being showered upon you for your loving support of Mimi. You have been so helpful and kind. You have learned so much about living on Earth and what is really going on. Life is not always as it seems on the surface. Many unseen forces move to bring about a wonderful and unexpected results. Keep on living your life the best you can so you'll be proud of this life when you see it in review. You have many relatives who want to hear from you. They are concerned about Mimi, but also about you. They understand the difficult time this is for you also. You are the one who stands and waits. There's not much physical help you can be to Mimi, but you are her total support in regards to mental and loving support. Many friends are available to Mimi, but you are a strength. She's counting on you to stand strong and hold her up. We, your guides and angels, will be your strong support. We will hold you up. So when things look the darkest and you don't know what to do, call on us. We will be there to stand with you and comfort you. We will help you decide the best things to do or say. Never feel that you're alone. Rick will always stand and walk with you. We are always available to you. Love always your angels, guides and angels. They, and I've had more support from the guides and angels than I really think I have ever come. But I promised her that when she got well, she was getting down toward her surfing weight, and when she got well, that I'd buy her a surfboard, and take her down to San Onofre where she used to surf. Well, two things happened that wouldn't let me do that. One is the company that makes the foam blanks for the surfboards, the only one in the country, went out of business because the EPA was bothering them too much, and the other is she didn't get well, so that was off. I feel her around, you know, I get those shots, those that we're all familiar with, and I want to tell you about one other moment in when she passed, because Millie was on one side of the bed, I was on the other, and when she left, you know, her face, of course, everything got cold, and, you know, dark, like that, and within a minute, no longer than a minute, her eyes opened back up, and she stared right at me, and full of love. You saw it, and I think Millie said she'd never seen anything like that, neither have I. But she's all of what God is, joy, love, happiness. I can see that smile every time I close my eyes. I can see it open. Yeah, thank you, Mimi.
She has two wonderful children. I want to share some thoughts with Russ and Lori. You gonna go first?
I just want to say thank you to everybody in here. People that got me to know that love and joy that she gave. She is a very loving person, and I miss her. And looking at these pictures here, and with what Melia said, I do hope she is with my dad. And, you know, her relatives and family, and, you know, I want the best for her there, and I feel that her leaving, it's hard, you know, to not have her here and feel that love anymore, but, you know, to go and be out of the body that, as you put it, you know, is no good no more. It's nice that to think that, you know, she's gone to a better place, and I still feel the love here with her here. I mean, you know, she's here, not here in her body, but you know, she's here with her love, and that's all I got. Thank you. I'll stay here with you.
You have to stay.
You know, we were both blessed because we didn't come from her womb. But she told us that she always picked us. We got to be picked. We weren't like all the other people who the mothers didn't have a choice. My mom had a choice, and she picked us.
Yep.
And you don't know what you have until it's gone. And we learn that, I think, as we get older. And we learned what a blessing it was that she picked us to be her children. And it was a blessing to have her as a mother. You guys know her as a friend. You know her as a wife. I knew her as a mother. You know her as a sister. And I guess the one thing I want to say today is that it's nice that we're memorializing her. But I think the best thing that we can do to memorialize my mom is to be like her in a lot of her wonderful qualities. I always knew when I called mom, she didn't matter if she was having a bad day. It was, "Oh, honey! How are you?" Like it was the first time you had ever talked to her. I hope that one or two of you have had the pleasure of calling and getting that response, because there's nothing that brings more pleasure than that. And she was always on your team. If you had mom on your team, you were never going to get her off your team. Growing up, she would say, "I don't care if you've murdered somebody. I don't care if you've done the worst thing in the world. I will always be on your team. I don't care if you were wrong. I am on your team." And you grow up and you realize that a lot of people didn't have the benefit of that. I have many friends that don't remember their parents saying that they loved them. I remember saying, "Enough already, Mommy. No, you don't have to tell me 15 times a day. I know you love me, okay?" I mean, I get irritated. And you don't know what you have until it's gone.
Yeah.
And I would ask that you would just be that to somebody. That you would be on somebody's team, no matter if they're right or wrong. And that you would pick up the phone and they could count. That you would be there for them. You know, as a Christian, I'm to walk and be Christ-like. And my mother, although we disagreed on some things, she was a wonderful example of Christ's love. And I can't thank her enough for it. I want to just give you... Well, sure. You guys didn't know the sign of Maria Miriam Schnitter, also known as Mimi. And outside of being drop-dead gorgeous,
which don't you think?
I tried to guess yesterday anyway. There was lots and lots of laughs in our home. And we have learned to walk through our sadness with joy.
You're doing good.
And we know mom would love us to be laughing. So I hope there's some that aren't offended. If you are, too bad, because it's what she wanted. Because she loved good belly laughs. She loved it. And we love sitting around being able to do that. And I know she appreciates every laugh that we have. And did you want to talk about some of the pictures? Can we talk about some of the pictures? Because there's story behind every picture, and it's so fun when you know. But just on a couple of them.
And I have to say from a sister basis, too, that everybody needs somebody in this world that you can call up. And you guys don't know me, but I love my husband dearly. But I could call my sister if he did something I didn't like and say, "That bleep bleep."
He just doing this and that and the other thing. She said, "What did he do?
That bleep bleep."
So she'd be right there with me. And she knows I love him enough to know that the next few hours that would be over with, and it would be the case. But everybody needs somebody that they can call and do that with. And now Laura's going to have to listen. But she's going to be sorely missed, and we all loved her, and I know you all did too. But these pictures, I don't know how old she was here.
Six.
She was 13 here, and already on the beach.
Where?
On the beach.
You know, we should have drug her out to the beach.
Now,
she would have loved to die on the beach.
And of course, we thought this was great because the three, Millie and Bill and Mimi, looked so happy there. And then her stewardess day, she started when she was 18 years old. And at that time, the normal time, the age that she had to be was 21. She was able to start at 18 with a non-sked. And then I love this picture. Neither Millie or Mimi would probably like this picture. But I like this picture because it shows how much they love each other. And they're not just dooted up just right or anything, but the love shows between them. And these two dancing, too. It's the same thing. It shows how much they love each other. And with the couple down below that, too. With the different parts in their lives. And then it's such a great picture of Rusty and Mimi at the wedding. And I think my sister was only about 25 years old when that one was taken, with her husband at the time, Bill. And then, I don't know how old she was at that one.
It was the year after she graduated from high school, and her and Joni had moved out to New York for a summer to try out the whole modeling thing. And they were horsing around and having a good time playing dress-up, taking pictures of each other.
Yeah. And then Bill, her first husband here, they were all involved in flying, which you all know, I'm sure. And then this is the three of us on the last trip together to Hawaii that she came over, that Bill mentioned that she came over just right before she got involved with him. We're just goofing off there. It shows that we were always goofing off. And this picture was always my my goal in life. She looked so great in it, and she always looked that way, and we were always by the pool, or in the pool, and around the pool, and playing with the babies, and she taught babies, small infants. He was under the water, swimming by the time he was 3 days old, practically. Yeah. I mean, she taught other people's babies to swim, because she felt if you had a pool, the baby should know how to swim as a baby. And then this was a great picture, and it shows
her real estate.
We're going into real estate.
Yeah.
But I wasn't going to talk.
And we've been up here too long, so thank you guys for being there for her and her church family.
Yes.
Since I'm off in Colorado. I think that's it. Thank you, Millie.
Thank you.
Yes, the last few years, she's part of my family.
Definitely.
And so, Diana, would you like to speak for our family? Do you realize that her sister came from Florida to be here today, and her daughter came from Colorado to be here today?
I hope I can get through this because I've already been crying up a storm. But going along with Mimi and making you laugh, I went to visit her several times in the hospital, and the first time I went in there, I said, Mimi, you know, we're talking about how much weight she'd lost. She said, yes, I've lost about 30 pounds since this summer. And I went, oh, do you think we could bottle that? I think we could get really rich. And she said, yes, I've waited all this time to lose all this weight. I'm going to be the best looking corpse you've ever seen. She was irreverent, to say the least. And we were laughing our heads off. I know people going by must have thought, I don't know what they thought, that she was high on some kind of drugs and I was encouraging her. I don't know, but every time we went, she would regale me with stories of things that she had done. And you guys all know her stories are so fabulous. But I have like a little emailing group, and when I would come back from visiting her, I would say, oh, you can't believe what Mimi said this time. She told me stories about dreadful little people. She had lots of wonderful stories about when she would fly. Did you guys know the dreadful little people?
Dreadful little people.
And now we have adopted it. I'm going to share this with you. She was flying. Can I guess there were midgets? And, you know, that's not correct to say midgets. So she came up with dreadful little people. And there's a whole expression that goes along with it. So now it really doesn't matter the size of the person that's irritating me. You know, they can be as big as a giant. And they're so dreadful little people. And it really is quite releasing when you say it that way. You know, there are a few people that you meet in this world that you just think are amazing. Mimi meets that standard. She's amazing. Not perfect. I mean, the woman had a colorful past and loved all of it. When she would tell you the things that she had decided to do, there was never an ounce of shame. It was always, oh my gosh, I had the nerve to do that. And what a way to address your life. What a way to have this adventure, this journey in this physical body, and love it. That's what Mimi did. Loved it.
See, here I go. Ooh.
Oh, sorry. And she loved her life. And I think that there's a standard that she holds us to. It's that. To love our lives. She also told me that she was a devout sissy. That was another one that I really liked about her. So if she's going to die and it's going to be painful, can you just like get it over with quick? Because I'm a devout sissy. Bill, I wanted to tell you, I have never seen anybody so devout.
Oh, this really makes me cry. Man was amazing.
Drove us all crazy. I think if we heard one more time, cancer is really a fungus.
We all heard that like every time we showed up.
And you may turn out to be right, which I know is your favorite state to be in. The state of being right about everything. No, you told me that. Okay. She would have concurred. And I saw that woman, sick as she could be, taking care of you. It was a great relationship. And we were all going to miss her. My mom's going to miss her. No, I'm going to make you all cry now. After she's everywhere. But we were blessed, and thank you so much for sharing her with us. Now I'm going to sit down before I make a complete fool of myself. Love her. And then she'd be far more elegant than this, but
I know. Yeah, right?
Sounds like me too.
Don't we all wish that we could be loved so much that we could hear those wonderful statements coming? All different directions as they come in about our Mimi. Yes, Bill, you certainly could not have been more attentive. You were so attentive, it was wonderful. He didn't sleep for days. Nights, I mean. Nights and days, he didn't sleep. He'd pop right up there and be with her. And, yeah. But I just want to read you a couple of thoughts. One is Helene's thoughts that she sent me. Helene, these are beautiful, says, Mimi was such a pleasure. I describe her as one sassy, brassy, and classy lady. She had a robust laugh that few have, which added to her charm. She was also a good sport, and I remember, Millie, when you were recuperating from one of your surgeries, Mimi had studied to be a hypnotist. And we decided that Mimi would hypnotize me. Yes, she hypnotized Helene, all right. And so as a goof, I started clucking like a chicken. And we really had a good time entertaining you. They were entertaining me because I wasn't feeling well. And laughter, of course, is the best medicine. So we all will miss Mimi. We bet you. Now this came from North Carolina. I tell you, the woman, anybody that ever met her, loved her. And at this time, everybody, be thinking, what are they going to say about you when you leave the body? And you're up there listening to your memorial service, which she is doing. What do you think you'll be hearing? Think about it. Okay. Lauren, back in North Carolina, says Mimi was a happy person. She was always so happy, smiling, upbeat. Those folks that make us feel welcome to be with them are rare, and Mimi was rare. I know you're going to miss her. It's hard to be left behind for now, but I know she's just hovering over you and her. Is that wonderful? North Carolina. But now, I want to read you little Susie. Now, this is an 11-year-old who loves Mimi. She went off in her room, and she wanted to be here today, but she's got a little flu, so she couldn't be here. But listen what this little 11-year-old wrote. I'd like to let you see it also. I think the family should keep this forever. It is absolutely wonderful. Mimi, loving, caring, beautiful, and smart. Always lighting up the room as if she was an angel sent down to make happiness to everyone she met and loved. Mimi will always be loved by everyone forever. Love always, Susie Wolf.
When I
we can open our little pamphlets. I'd like if we could all read Gone from My Sight. Think about this. I think it fits our Mimi very well. You know, she was boat happy. She remember how she had one boat that was 30 and Bill's was 35 feet or vice versa? So let's read this together. I am standing upon the seashore. A ship at my side spreads her white sails in the morning breeze and starts for the blue ocean. She's an object of beauty and strength. I stand and watch her until at length she hangs like a speck of white cloud just where the sea and the sky intermingle with each other. Then someone at my side says, "There, she's gone." But gone where? Gone from my sight, that's all. She's just as large in mast and hull and spar as she was when she left my side. And she is just as able to bear her freight of load of loving freight to her port. Her diminished size is in me, not in her. And just at the moment when someone at my side says, "There, she's gone," there are other eyes watching her coming, and other voices ready to take up the glad shout, "Here she comes," and that is thine in the Lord.
Thank you.
Wheeler wrote something that I think is just wonderful. She says, "It seems such a short way to me across that strange country, the beyond. And yet not strange, for it has grown to be the home of those of whom I am so fond. They make it seem familiar and most dear, as journeying friends bring distant regions near. So close it lies that when my sight is clear, I think I almost see the gleaming strand. I know I feel those who have gone from here. They come near enough sometimes to touch my hand. I often think but for our veiled eyes, we should find heaven right around about us lies. I never stand above a briar and see the seal of death set on someone some well-loved face. But then I think one more to greet me when I shall cross that intervening space, that space between this land and that one over there. One more to make the strange beyond seem fair. And so for me there is no sting for death, and so the grave has lost its victory. It is but crossing with bated breath, and a white set face, and a little strip of sea. And there you find the loved ones waiting on the shore, more beautiful, more precious than ever before." Our meaning. So I would like to ask if we could just each one once more talk to God about Mimi. If God would want her to feel our love coming to her at this time. God, we want her to forever remember the wonderful words from her children, her husband, her sister, Diana that spoke for my family, the thoughts of each and every one of us here, the choir and the very meaningful songs, Bill, that well-chosen song, the words that are so important, and Devlin, her beautiful voice, that Janie with that piano, all wanting to be here, all wanting to say and do things for Mimi, because they love her, because they love her, and always will. God, we feel she did a wonderful job with her life here on earth. And we each, everyone miss her. And I'm sure each one of us feel, God, that we'll be the one that misses her most. And of course, God, I feel I'm the one that will miss her most. But God, you know, that she can, and we know that she can be with us each and every minute. God, help us to be wonderful examples for you on this earth plane. Help us to remember why we're here on earth. Help us to remember that we are here to represent you. And we feel our Mimi did a wonderful job. She represented you so well, God. She represented you with love and laughter and joy. Help her to feel safe and secure always, God. And in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. And now before we go upstairs to have the food and cake and coffee and tea, and please don't hurry off anyone unless you really have to. We were afraid to have it outside today just in case it might rain. You never know, you know. Weatherman said that it would, but it looks to me like God had a different plan. But anyhow, he feels so welcome and wanted to go upstairs and share in the food and the cake and the coffee and all that good stuff. But just before we go, could I get everyone to stand and sing out joyously the very favorite song of our Mimi? Oh, everybody knows what it is, don't you?
Bleep, bleep.